Good morning. This is Brother James Melton with Bible Baptist Church in Sharon. Bible Baptist Church is located at 130 East Main in Sharon. We have Sunday school at 9:30, preaching 11 o'clock. Always following the preaching, long about 12:45 or 1 o'clock, we have an afternoon meal, and then we have the afternoon service. We have a meal right here at the church. You're welcome to be with us for that. And then following the meal, we have an afternoon service at 2:30, and that normally goes for about an hour. Then we dismiss for the day. We do not have a Sunday night service. We have Sunday morning Sunday school, Sunday morning preaching. We have a meal. Then we have an afternoon service following the meal. And then we're all finished up normally about 3:30, 3:45, and done for the day. And we'd love to have you visit with us. Just be open and honest with you. If you like good old-time religion, you'll like Bible Baptist Church. If you like New Age, modernistic, hogwash, you will not like Bible Baptist Church. And we invite you to come and experience the old-time religion with an old-time Bible, some old-time fellowship and teaching and preaching and Southern hospitality. And we will do our best to see to it that you get your cup filled if you come to Bible Baptist Church, 130 East Main in Sharon. All right, get your Bible today. Let's go to Luke, the Gospel of Luke, and chapter 16. Luke and chapter 16. Just want to spend some time this morning talking about the subject of hell. The Bible warns about hell over and over again. And this passage is where the Lord Jesus Christ takes time to speak of a specific historical account of a man who went to hell. Okay, the Bible doesn't just warn that hell is a place where people go. It tells us of a man who went there and what his experiences were in that horrible place. Luke chapter 16, let's just read and comment along the way for as much as time will allow this morning. Jesus speaking, there was a verse 19, Luke 16, 19, there was a certain rich man, so it doesn't say it was a parable. Some people teach this as a parable. It was the parable of the rich man and Lazarus. It doesn't say it was a parable. It says there was a certain rich man. That really happened. There really was a man who was rich, and these things happened to him. There was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day, had the good life, living in high cotton, as they say, and all was going good for him financially, materially. And it says in verse 20, and there was a certain beggar named Lazarus. Obviously, it's not a parable, because parables in the Bible don't mention names. You can't find Jesus saying the kingdom of heaven is like unto this, and then in the parable he starts mentioning the names of people. That don't happen in parables, and yet this mentioned a man by name. And there was a certain beggar. You know, if I were to start telling you a story, something that happened, and I said, Angela did this, and Angela said that, you would take that to mean that I was really talking about something that Angela said and did. My wife's name is Angela. You would assume I'm talking about something that happened. You wouldn't assume it's a parable. And it's not a parable here. There's a literal case in history where this happened. There was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores. Rich man didn't have the man in, didn't provide for him, didn't do anything to help him. He just lay there at his gate full of sores and desiring to be fed. So he's hungry and he's sick, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. Now it says here, when a man dies, when a Christian dies, when a believer dies, that they are carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. I won't go into it today. Time won't allow. But this is in the Old Testament. And at the time that Jesus is speaking, up until Calvary, when a man died and he was righteous, he went to be with the Old Testament saints in the underworld in a place called paradise, and Abraham was there. So this man is there with Abraham in his bosom, right there with Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. Okay, so he died, and like everybody else who dies, the body gets buried. You Somebody dies, their body is put in the grave. Their body is put roughly 6 feet under and covered up in the grave. So the rich man also died and was buried. But then it says something else. Verse 23, and in hell he lift up his eyes. How does that happen? You just buried the body in a grave. The eyes are in the body, right? And yet it says here the eyes were in hell. How does that work? Well, it works like this. In the Word of God, a man's soul has a bodily shape and bodily functions. It's just that it's all invisible and you don't see it, okay? But once death sets in, that soul becomes separate from the body. Now you have a body that's dead in the grave with its own eyes and mouth and all the body parts that begin to obviously to decay and decompose in the grave. But you have also, in either heaven or hell, you have that soul, or a soulish body, so to speak, with all of its functions, and it does not decay. It does not burn up and cease to exist. It says that he died, in verse 23, and in hell he lifted up his eyes. So the soul has eyes. The eyes do not just go to the grave and get consumed gradually with time and decay. The eyes are in the soul, which cannot be destroyed. All right, watch this. It came to pass. The beggar died, was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell, he lift up his eyes. Look at this. Being in torments. The soul has bodily functions and can feel pain. It's called torment. Being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. That's not possible today, but at that time it was possible to see someone in the other compartment in the underworld, because it was all down below until Calvary. Once Jesus paid for sin, paid the penalty, heaven was opened and allowed the righteous to go straight to heaven when they die. But right now, at this time, I mean, when this is happening, that was not possible, not until Jesus came and opened the life gates of heaven. Verse 24, and he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. Look at that. That man is in flames. He's tormented, and he wants some relief, some water for his tongue. For I am tormented in this flame. Friend, make no mistake about it. According to the authority of the Word of God, if you die one day, and you die without Jesus Christ, you will go to a place called hell. It is a place with flames where you will be tormented and you cannot get out, yet you will want to get out. You will desire to get out, just like this man. You will need help, you will need relief, and you will not find any. You say, what am I supposed to do? Don't go. Don't go. Says right here. The man says, send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. Some people teach hell is the grave. They don't know what they're talking about. That is heresy. That is not what the Word of God says. I am tormented in this flame. Hell is a place with flames that torment people. Jesus said it in Matthew 5:22, hell fire. That's the term he used. People talk about the old hellfire preacher. He was a hellfire preacher. Well, friend, the first hellfire preacher was Jesus Christ himself. Go look it up. That's where they were. Listen, there is no excuse today. Now, I grant you, maybe 50 years ago or 200 years ago, I don't think men have ever had an actual excuse for getting away from God and running from God and not knowing the Word of God, but there's less excuse today than ever. All you have to do is put it up on your smartphone and just type in Bible terms and hellfire. You can look these things up on your phone. You don't have to go buy a concordance, although you could do that. You don't have to go out and buy a computer program for your computer, although you could do that. There are some very good ones to get. You can just look it up on your phone. You can check what's in the Word of God on your smartphone. Hellfire is a Bible term used by Jesus Christ himself. And he says right here, dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. Make no mistake about it, friend. If you go to hell, you will be tormented in flames. But Abraham said, you said, well, I just don't believe God would do a thing like that. Well, then you don't believe the word of God, and you're going to find out the hard way. I think that's very regretful, very sad that you would take a chance with your soul like that. I don't have that much courage. I'm not about to take a chance with my soul. God says, I'm a sinner. I need Jesus Christ. You know what? I believe him. I believe I'm a sinner because I know I sin. I don't have to have God tell me that. I know that. And God says, you don't have to remain a sinner. You can be set free by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ and becoming a new creature in Christ. How about it, Melton? I said, yes, Lord. Absolutely. How do I do it? I got on my knees and took care of business May 3rd, 1979, and so can you. You don't have to go to hell. You just don't have to do it, and there is no excuse these days whatsoever, less than ever, to feel like you have no option. You can find out more information. This is the age of information, man. You can find out what's going on. You can find out what the Word of God says about these things if you want to. The problem is you don't want to. The problem is you love your sins. You love yourself. You love your own lifestyles and things, and you don't want anybody upsetting the apple cart. But, friend, time is running out, and one day you will be concerned, and it just might be too late. Abraham said, son, remember that thou in thy lifetime, verse 25, receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. There it is again. If you go to hell, you will be tormented. And besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that all they that would pass from thence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. As I've already said, at that time, it was all in the underworld. Nobody went straight to heaven when they died because their sins had not yet been paid for at Calvary. So they went to a resting place in the underworld called paradise. Jesus told the thief on the cross, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. He didn't say heaven. He said paradise. I know paradise is heaven now, but it wasn't at that time. Because even after Jesus came up from the grave, he told Mary, touch me not, for I have not yet ascended. That means he descended. Ephesians 4 said he descended into the lower parts of the earth. So they're down there in this place, and he can see a cross, and he sees Abraham in the paradise section, and he is not in paradise. Instead, he's over here in flames and suffering. So he says in verse 27, then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. There it is again. You're told again. Hell is a place of torment. You say, well, I don't know that that's hell. It says it's hell. It says up in verse 23, and in hell he lift up his eyes, and what is it? It's a place of torment. So he said, I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they come also into this place of torment. And he said unto them, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto him from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. And that's why some of you are not persuaded yet. Though Christ rose from the dead, and the gospel has been preached for nearly 2,000 years, some of you are still in your sins because you've got some justification process in your mind. You've got some alibi to not just give it up and receive Christ. Friend, you have to give it up and fully receive Jesus Christ, or one day you too will be in this place of torment called hell, and you'll never get out. Don't take that chance. Trust Jesus Christ today. If I can help you, contact me, Brother James Melton, Bible Baptist Church of Sharon. May the Lord bless you. And good day.